the key. Working hard, although the work is hard.
Today, as we celebrate Labor Day, under the theme Restore, Preserve, Beautify, we honor our workers whose glorious history of struggle for justice led to a broader victory for the Jamaican society. The 1938 labor revolts on the Kingston waterfront and in other parts of the island led to the establishment of a Royal Commission of Inquiry. And in that very year, the commission made a trip to Jamaica. One of the pivotal recommendations of the Moyne Commission was for the adoption of universal adult suffrage and a new constitution for Jamaica. Today, we salute the members of our working class whose refusal to accept the status quo of inequality bequeathed to us a set of freedoms which we all cherish. Indeed, as our Labor Day theme admonishes us, we have to restore, preserve, beautify. We have to restore not just our historical monuments, but our historical memory. We are a great people and we must be mindful of our history and the burden of responsibility it imposes on us. We must never succumb to the spirit of defeat. We must meet fear with faith as we pursue economic prosperity. Martin Luther King Jr. was fond of quoting these lines: "Fear knocked at the door, faith answered. There was no one there." Our history has taught us that lesson very well. Whenever our faith has responded to the presence of fear, fear has taken flight. Let us never doubt our ability to overcome our challenges. On this Labor Day, we remember those whose examples of courage fortify our spirit, and we recognize those who display that same courage today. I have seen it in action during the recent flood rains. Jermaine and Jermaine O'Reilly and their friend Ramon Peart of Sunnyside St. Catherine have shown the true spirit of courage and community, rescuing their neighbors from ravishing floodwaters in their time of greatest need. As a people, we salute them. Together, we have a duty to reach out to our neighbors and those in our communities as they put their lives and properties back together. The thrust of the government's economic policy is to advance the welfare of our workers and to improve people's standard of living. In January this year, there were 22,000 more persons employed than there were in January 2016. Unemployment today is lower than it was a year ago. We are opening up more employment opportunities to more of our people. I recently announced the Housing, Opportunity, Production, and Employment Program, HOPE, which aims to provide employment to some 15,000 of our unattached, at-risk young people. There are significant employment opportunities opening up in the BPO sector, in tourism, and in the mining sector. We are expecting an additional 3,000 persons to be employed as a result of some $2 billion in investments being poured into that sector. Employment in our special economic zones and logistic-centered activities will further boost employment. On this Labor Day, workers can have confidence that they have a bright future and that things are aligning in their interest. Last year, the economy grew by 1.4%, the highest in 4 years. Workers benefit when the economy grows. Economic stagnation hurts our workers. We recognize that to keep faithful to the mandate of the workers' movement, which blossomed in the 1930s, we have to put in much work today. As heirs of national heroes Sir Alexander Bustamante and Norman Washington Manley, we can do no less. Let us go out into our communities today and display that spirit of volunteerism that Jamaica needs. Plant a tree, refurbish a building, help to preserve a monument, help your neighbors to clean up from the recent floods. See what needs to be done and give a helping hand. As we prepare to celebrate Jamaica 55, and there is much to celebrate, let us use this Labor Day to restore, preserve, beautify. We owe it to Jamaica land we so love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.